once you get past the vacation home, which you use, the only purpose of the subsequent properties is to produce income, and that's where we put it as comparative to hotel motel.
And if you want to, if you want to email the clerk's office, they can email you the PDF of the three page. I will call this a brief. I believe Mr. Davis said that he had a brief, but it was 12 pages. I call that a comprehensive. But so the brief and the reasoning in that our decision.
Okay.
So Brian, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
We have a lot of bedrooms, 12 and a half baths.
Okay.
And in our compromise, guys, we understand that everybody that owns a dozen is going to pick their largest one to be their vacation home. But that's their business. I mean, we're trying to make it simple too. You guys are no longer a check-in. So that's kind of what we're trying to do as well.
And based on the.
But he was still trying to argue the fact that he wasn't. Even the 25%, he was still.
I know.
That's the only reason I went with the 12-bedroom, 12-bath.
Okay.
It was just a joke.
Okay. No, you're good.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to happen. I mean, we know that the largest property is going to be designated for it. But
why would we do that? You said the first property, didn't you? We would just go and see what year.
They get to pick. Okay. If they have a large family, I'm not going to get you or us or anybody else into the business of counting how many people are in their family or how big their vacations are. If they want to buy, we want to encourage them to buy a home. Taney County is a vacation home. And if it happens to be the 11 bedroom, if they put it in a rental program, they're still going to pay 25% on it, at least.
If they use it as purely a vacation home, then it should be 100% residential.
And we just, at some point, you have to rely upon them. If you find out something different, obviously you have a duty as the assessor to go do something different, but if we're going to have to rely upon the taxpayer to do that. We also know about the companies, okay?
BOE.
My motion is common owners. So.
So they'd have to send their stuff to different addresses if they want to scam us.
Yeah, they'd have to really work at it.
BOE number 350, Silver Creek Condos. Wow, that one may not be a classification. That's not classification.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing this morning?
I'm really good. How about you?
Doing well. We're almost done with BOE, and we have been working to this end. But hey, we have your appeal. We have your appeal before us, and. What are you asking about evaluation? Is that what you're? So we have the county has your valuation at $73,111, and you're requesting that to be changed to $68,000, correct?
Right.
Do you have any basis? To help substantiate the $68,000.
Well, I sent you the sale that was done just this past September.
Okay,
let's look. $68,500.
Okay, and it was set last September.
It was just this past September.
All right. Well, that's good enough for me. I make a motion that we change BOE number 358 to. Sale price of property, I'm reading the settlement statement right now, of $68,000.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands.
Which number did you say, BOE? I think
this is BOE number 350. This is a Silver Creek condo.
It dropped at $5,000.
Yeah, that's okay.
And 111. Barbara? You'll get something in the mail from the clerk's office in about 2 weeks. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Tell me your name again.
Jeff Reynolds.
Okay, Jeff, yes. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great weekend as well.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, I wish they were all that easy.
Number 350.
Do we have our sales? Vineyards condo. Okay, that's going to be a classification.
Is this a classification? Okay, we were just... Oh, yeah, we had one of these yesterday, to be honest.
Oh, this is everything.
I kind of maybe know this person. I don't know.
We want that scanned in under sales. So we have it.
Teresa Worley.
Is this classification?
Yes, it is.
I'm just used to looking
at the Let's try to.
Hello.
Hello, Teresa?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you?
Good.
Good. You're here with David Akers, other board member in the assessor's office. We're looking at your appeal. It's on classification, correct?
Yes.
Is Jeremy your son?
He is my son, yes.
You have a very good son. He is a sharp guy.
Thank you.
Hey, he obviously knows all of this, what's going on, and just FYI, we just came out with a ruling on the classification.
Mm-hmm.
This is not classification? All right. So, were you...
Her appeal form did say classification.
Okay, were you calling... It might have been on what might happen. So, were you calling to just discuss the change of classification of various nightly rentals?
Yeah, we don't want to be classified as commercial. We're just simple, a two-bedroom and a three-bedroom, not a... You know, I feel the same way he does, and of course, you know all the details, and I don't need to go over it. But, that's exactly what we're...
So here's what our ruling came out to be. So just so you know, your particular condo right now, and you know, and we're not changing it because this is the way it is right now, is your particular condo is residential right now. That's how the county has it.
Which one?
The one that I'm looking at that appears to be.
Oh, they've got two.
Oh, you got two. Okay. So you have the Rockford Drive as well. So we're looking at your Vineyards condo. So here's how the ruling came out. If you own one nightly rental lodge or condo, it's going to be 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you own two or more, though that second one, third one, or fourth one is going to be 100% commercial.
Wow. So the Holiday Hills one, you're saying is going to be commercial? I mean, it's going to run us out of business. We can't afford all the fees, the taxes, the, you know, even the cable. By the time you add all that in there.
Well, you get to pick which one you want to put as that first one. In other words, you get to pick which one's your vacation home.
Well, wait a minute. Is she living in the first one?
No, she's living somewhere else. These are both. Okay. You're not living in either one of these, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not currently. No.
Right. Yeah, and if they aren't nightly rental, and of course this doesn't apply, but if they are a nightly rental, the first one is 25 and 75, 25% commercial, and seconds and subsequent are 100%.
So what do? We pick the one that...
Correct.
That's correct.
Work the least and then make that suck.
It's whatever you want to do, but we can't advise you in that. But
yeah. Well, I'm actually on vacation, and I don't even have my papers in front of me or anything. So do I need to get a decision back to you?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that right now. You'll be getting a letter in the mail in about 2 weeks from the clerk's office in this regard. So, and I'm sure you'll probably want to talk to your son about it. And so, at any rate,
we made the best decision we could based on all the evidence. And we assume somebody's going to appeal it to the tax commission.
And I know it's not something that he will be excited about, but it was... So
we enjoyed talking to him, though.
Yes, and highly respect him. And this is something that a lot of good people in our county disagree on, and we've just tried to come up with some type of compromise in it. So.
Well, I thought that there was an amendment made it actually an illegal process or tax?
Well, that is debatable at some level, and we've looked at that, and that's something that obviously can be appealed, you know, can be looked at. You can appeal us and go to the State Tax Commission, and that very well could happen, I'm sure. Yeah. So, wish you the best, Teresa.
Our conversation, I'll read the letter when I get it, and we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right.
So that was 351 and 352?
Correct. BOE number 353, Rubless Design. Have we been with them before? Meadowbrook Condos.
I don't think so. I don't remember it.
Is this a classification? All right, this could be a lot of duplicate conversations.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I don't have my phone. You might have used your phone to text my... Can I get in it?
Oh.
Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, we're here looking at your appeal at 215 Meadowbrook.
Yes, and I had actually called this morning and rescheduled my hearing. I'm at work now.
Okay.
And so I spoke with somebody at the front. And I think I'm rescheduled for Tuesday.
Okay. Were you based on classification? Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just real quick, we have ruled on the classifications of nightly rentals, to where if, how we've ruled is if you own one, you are going to be classified, you are going to get 25%, paid 25% at the commercial rate, 75% at the residential rate.
Okay.
Anything beyond that first one is 100% commercial.
Okay. Yeah,
do you
just own the one?
Do you own, okay, if you only own the one, and it was in the nightly rental program before, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, very likely you're going to be coming out ahead of what you would have been, even if
okay.
it had been prior years. So,
okay. There's really no need to reschedule this.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right.
And you'll
okay.
be getting a letter in the mail from the clerk's office in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call back.
Absolutely. Have a great day at work.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
This reminds me of dialing for MCI back when I was 19 years old working for MCI.
Oh, wow. You're in Springfield at that yeah. big one. Oh, wow.
So, friends and family. Do you have any friends or family that would like to pay your property tax?
That's where you got your phone voice.
Yeah. I should.
He's a Celtic secretary. She gets great phone.
Huh?
I used to tell an assistant my agent, she gives great phone. She could talk to anybody on the phone.
Oh, wow.
She was very good with my clients.
402-649-0809 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Well, I was going to leave a message. Branson Canyon Condo, Jerry Roark. Wait. Yes.